Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Basketball is entering the final month of the regular season, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Turning that $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any basketball team to win their next game, and if during that game the team of your choosing hits a three, you bring home $100 in free bets. It's that simple, and your team doesn't even have to win. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. If the team of your choosing hits a three, that's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means a couple things. First of all, it means Andrew P. Shea is back with us. It also means we need to announce our winner for the Ask Ross segment. I did remember Andrew. And that winner is PJ from San Diego. He asked us about the size of the offensive linemen, how they keep getting bigger and bigger. And that was a question from a while back that I reached back into the archives for that one. And PJ, you are going to win. I'll contact you soon. It's quarter number four. So, Andrew, that means we have to continue and finally finish up our 21 items for the 21 season. And I want all our listeners to understand Andrew P. Shea. He's playing injured. He's working through it. Are you all right over there? We get to see each other over video, and Andy is squirming and moving around and stretching the shoulder. Are you going to make it through the game, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm okay. I have a upper back shoulder injury, and when I sit in certain positions and to sit and do this with you, it's kind of the wrong position, and you can't really adjust it in this chair. So, yeah, I'm working through. We're good, Jim. Let's keep rolling.
Okay. You know what, Andrew? You're a gamer. You're
a gamer
for playing her, and we all appreciate it. All right, let's get to our 21 items for the 21 season, and we're finally going to wrap it up. We've got two more items, and our first one today is searching for a replacement for the big man. By big man, we mean Antonio Shelton, who has decided to move on from Penn State. He is now going to be a Florida Gator. And who's the natural replacement for him?
Yeah, so let's say a little about Antonio Shelton and the value he was to Penn State for, you know, the last two seasons. I mean, he was reliable, consistent. He was a dirty work impact player. I was a huge fan of the way he went about his business in terms of handling what Penn State asked him to do up front to alleviate and open up some other things. I mean, and he still performed, right? 51 career tackles, 12 and a half sacks. That's a lot to replace. The crazy part is you kind of wondered, why did he leave and go to Florida and not go to the NFL? And over the course of, you know, this spring and now I'm figuring it out, I'm like, okay, he does have a little bit more in his game, but there was no chance for him to show that at Penn State because of a guy named PJ Mustipher, right? He just wasn't going to be able to slide over and handle that role in any way, shape, or form because he can't come close to doing it as well as PJ Mustipher can. So the only best role for him at Penn State was the same old role that he had been in the last two seasons. And then I did some quick checking at Florida. Well, Florida's defensive line was not good. Both their defensive tackles are gone. They're still going to primarily play him probably in a similar role to Penn State, but there is excessively more opportunity for him to move a little bit further out and take some of those snaps as a three technique tackle instead of just being that grinder at the one technique in the middle. So I think there was a better opportunity for him, but you can't overlook that replacing him is going to be tough. You still have PJ Mustipher. I'm going to say it now. Bold prediction alert, Jim. Bold prediction alert.
Okay, let's go with it.
All Big Ten selection. And PJ Mustipher is going to be an All Big Ten first team selection in 2021.
Very bold, Andrew. And again, I'm going to ask you to do a little bit of defining here. First quarter, we talked about the linebackers and the Will, the Sam, the Mike. At defensive tackle, they aren't the same position. There's a one technique and a three technique. Real quick, the differentiation.
Yeah, it's based on a lot of it's based on you know where you position yourself based on where the strong side is and the weak side is and which shoulder you're on and off. But basically, in a nutshell, one technique is, you know, either over the center or inside a guard's shoulder, right? Inside a guard's shoulder, closer to the center. In other words, you're facing a lot of double teams, right? You're going to face a lot of guys trying to move you. Three technique, you move out on the defensive line a little bit further. You could either be inside shoulder, outside shoulder. You could be in outside shoulder of the guard, inside shoulder of the tackle. So it's a little bit more of an impact position, but your basic set is one's a little bit more inside, one's a little bit more outside. Look, you're still grinded in there. You're still in the trenches, but it's just a matter of what your responsibilities are in terms of how they, label those positions. But so that's it. Is that good?
That's good. And Mustipher has pretty much grown himself into a one technique versus the three technique with some of the weight
he's gained.
And that makes him the natural guy to replace the big guy, Antonio Shelton. And let's move on to our final item. And this is one that is interesting. It may seem obvious, but it's keeping up with the Big Ten monster. The Big Ten monster meaning Ohio State. Penn State has been chasing Ohio State for years now. The entire Big Ten has been chasing Ohio State.
Everybody
is it realistic to compete with them?
Yeah, everybody in the Big Ten chases Ohio State, right? Even if you're in the West, you're chasing the possibility that you most likely have to play Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. And Penn State has to chase Ohio State inside the East Division, And so their chase is more direct. In other words, they're playing the same opponents. And look, in the James Franklin era, there's been some really close, heartbreaking, tough losses. But the bottom line is, since James Franklin came to State College, Penn State's, they're 1-6 against Ohio State. And they've lost the last four in a row. And the game in 2020, the score kind of got closer a little bit. Jahan Dotson, ridiculous. Ridiculous in that game. But it wasn't particularly close overall. So the one thing I want to get to you, because I know you might have some thoughts on this, Jim, being the Penn State fan that you are. So we're talking about keeping up with them, right? So I went, and I just wanted to throw this at you. Over the last 5 years, Ohio State has an .889 winning percentage. Behind them in the Big Ten East, second is Penn State, .746. Is that a big gap in your mind? Over a five-year period, stretch it out, look at both programs, a little bit of ebb and flow. Is that a huge gap to you in terms of production on the field and a winning percentage?
It is in that, Andy, when you look at it, in the Big Ten, there's Ohio State and everybody else. Nationally, it's Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson, and everyone else. And I guess I'd frame the question, anytime you're in competition with the Big Three in the Southeast Conference, or probably a better comparison is in the ACC with Clemson, it seems like almost no matter how well you do, Clemson is still going to be, beyond that. And until someone could break in recruiting-wise, and that's where you see this, look at recruiting, look what Ohio State recruits. Candidly, I think Penn State has done pretty well for themselves if you start out with that as the measuring stick. What is the amount of talent they come in? And, what was it, .889 as a winning percentage for Ohio State? They've recruited to that percentage. And Penn State has probably recruited to their winning percentage. So I guess my question is, I'm the Penn State fan. I want them to win every game. But is it quite fair to compare them to Ohio State or Clemson? I know that's where James Franklin wants to be and where fans want them to be, but I'm not sure that's a fair comparison. And outside of last season, when Penn State was coming into a season and you expected a 10-win season, that's pretty darn good and makes you a top 10 program.
Yeah, so I think the interesting thing for me is I look at it two ways. Is inside the division, Penn State's guaranteed to get a crack on any given Saturday against Penn State or against Ohio State, right? So they have an opportunity to control their own destiny each year, right? They get to go against them. The Big Ten West doesn't always get that opportunity. They might have to sort of play their way into that opportunity. Penn State gets it directly in front of them. And overall, if you look at the entire Big Ten, it's Ohio State and everybody else. ACC, Clemson, and then everybody else. But overall, nationally, you know, you have to look at it. It's who are the second tier teams? Who are the top, who's in the top 10 to 15, you know, brand/performance programs? And I do think Penn State is definitely inside that top 15. For sure, and barking at the top 10 based on, you know, say a five-year window. I mean, think about it. The third best winning percentage of teams in the last 5 years in the Big Ten overall is it, Wisconsin and Michigan are really close, but Michigan's 672. That's, you know, that's a far distance from Penn State's 746. So I don't think it's more about closing the gap with Ohio State. It's more about holding on to your position, excuse me, and knowing that every given year you have one Saturday where you get your opportunity on the field to take on Ohio State and impact what your whether or not you can close the perception of it being Ohio State and everybody else.
And I think Penn State has done pretty well for themselves, and I say it this way. They won one time, they lost all the others, and yes, they've been a couple heartbreakers where they blew leads and all. But I get this sense, unlike a lot of other teams, Penn State walks into that game with Ohio State every year, unafraid, totally unafraid. And part of that is the familiarity of playing them every year. And I think that's a very good sign. And I'm not sure they're going to ever reach that kind of recruiting level, which puts you in the top two or three teams in the country every year. But I think they can be competitive with Ohio State. Okay, Andy, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening. And be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving you a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Pick any basketball team to win their next game, and if during that game the team of your choosing hits a three, you bring home $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.